very frustrating because we started the game well. I think we first half we were brilliant, I think, 1-0 up. Then we came back in second half. The first goal, I think, disrupted a bit everything in our game. And and the second goal was a worldie. Fair play to the guy who scored. But yeah, that's frustrating because we showed some very good bits against a team that's getting promoted. So that shows that we can compete against the best team in that division as well. But yeah, we failed short today, and yeah, it's unfortunate.
I think the fans showed their appreciation at the end for the first half performance and the way you tried to dig deep in the second to obtain the result. Sadly, just wasn't to be.
Yeah, we gave everything, I think. We even in the second half, when we were 2-1 down, we tried. But, yeah, we fell short, like I said. And, it's a shame.
Yeah, it's gutting, isn't it? And looks like the top seven's out of our reach now, but it doesn't mean to say you don't want to finish the season strongly. There's one more game left, home to Doncaster, and I guess you'll want to win that just to send some positive thoughts with the fans.
Yeah, obviously, we're not giving up. There's one game left at home in front of our fans. We want it to be a great day to end the season on a positive note, I think. And so we're going to prepare it well this week and give everything on Saturday against Doncaster. And we're going to go for the 3 points. Yeah.
Can you talk me through your goal? Cause it looked like it was an impossible angle for you to score, but you found a way.
Yeah, so Johnny played a good pass behind their defence. I tried to cross it first time to Josh Andrews, but the guy tackled and blocked it, but he came back into my feet, and I was basically on the byline, on the goal line, and but in my head, when I got the ball, I didn't even look the cutback. I knew I was shooting, and I tried to hide it and send the keeper to open the front post, and then I just slide it in there.